This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Happy Wednesday. Good morning. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. This show for the average Joe, and when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can shop at CGR Wholesale, the sponsor of our Fan Early Morning Show this morning and every morning, really. First thing I want to say, I missed Feed the Need yesterday. I wasn't working, but I donated some meals, so was happy to do that. I was listening to Crowley and Dorn in the morning, and I felt inspired. So, 268,000 meals, though. How about that? So, Pittsburgh, out there, all of you Odyssey listeners from all five of our stations here at Odyssey Pittsburgh, thank you for me in particular. But, yeah, that's a crazy amount, 268,000. That's wonderful, and that's 268,000 people that can get fed that may need it. So you can still support too as well, though. Keep that in mind. The fundraising does not stop, even though our radiothon has stopped. You can still text NEED at any time to 50155, make a pledge, and donate. And you can donate meals. I believe it's, what, $1 can get 3 meals? So, yeah, do it. You can still donate. Still time to do that. You can do that any time of year. You can also, for $11 a month over the next year, feed a bunch of people over the year too, which is, they have a subscription for that as well. So yeah, just keep it going. But Pittsburgh, your generosity is well received. So thank you from me and all of us here at Odyssey Pittsburgh. Well, that wholesome moment, we had another wholesome moment. I guess kind of yesterday, Jake Guentzel spoke. He was wholesome in some of his comments, he wasn't in others. So let's listen to those now real quick. This is from yesterday after the Penguins beat the Carolina Hurricanes 4-1.
That's special to be back here where we kind of grew up. So a lot of good memories in this ring, building the city. And just cool to get this out in the club.
Jake, what were the emotions like during the video? Did it hit you as hard as you thought it might?
No, it's special. You look back on all the memories you've had here and yeah, it's just a cool little touch that they do, so it's pretty cool.
When did it become just another game, or did it?
No, it's just, I think it's just hockey after the first shift. You kind of just soak it in warm-ups, and once the puck drops, it's back to hockey, and it's just that easy.
Guentzel was also asked if he was interested in coming back to the Penguins. He said, really subtly, he was like, I don't know. And I'm not thinking about that right now. I love Carolina. So, he made it very clear it wasn't his choice to leave Pittsburgh. But it's just hockey. It's just business to him. And again, that was the first time he was in Pittsburgh since being traded from the Penguins around the deadline. So, yeah, Penguins won that game, though, 4-1. It's all just hockey to Jake Guentzel. That's it's kind of the story that we got there. But he also said it wasn't his choice to leave. It's just business. That's what I think I got out of a lot of the comments that I heard from Jake Guentzel when he spoke to media after the game. Just business. Just hockey. And I love where I am at the moment. I love Carolina. And I'm not thinking about where else I'll be right now. So I respect that. I respect the business nature of it. If teams are going to make it a business, players can certainly make it a business. And Jake Guentzel, I would hope that they would be able to negotiate something to bring him back, but is that the best option for the team? I don't know. I don't know what the best option for the Penguins is right now. I don't know what direction they're going to fly in here. I don't know how much they're going to rebuild or just try to stack on more veterans to this team. That'll be that's yet to be seen. So we can only make it through the off season. The regular season ends in April. The Penguins are. I haven't checked the standings in a while, so correct me if I'm wrong. I think they're still mathematically in it, but like they would have to win almost every game down the stretch, and then have other teams like collapse in the month of April for them to even be able to make it. So they're pretty much I'll say they're out of it. And if I have to eat this later, that's fine. But I think the all likelihood they're not making the playoffs this year. So really, we can only wait for the off season after the playoffs have transpired. Just to really see what the Penguins will do to revitalize this team. I mean, I would enjoy a rebuild. Two of the three Pittsburgh teams, the professional teams in the city, don't seem to like rebuilding. The Steelers, I think for the past two seasons, I've said rebuild, rebuild, and then they've had off seasons that were interesting. So you kind of just shrug your shoulders and say, well, we're not going to rebuild. At least Russell Wilson and Justin Fields in a quarterback competition will be exciting. The Penguins, I don't know what to do. I mean, I would say rebuild, but then I'm sure Kyle Dubas will pull something out of thin air and say, hey, look at this. Have hope, because we signed a bunch of great guys. Or traded for a bunch of great guys. Or we offloaded a bunch of bad contracts again. It felt like the Erik Karlsson deal was a heist as well, and I like to just look at that in hindsight. I'm sure most of us were excited about that deal, and nobody could have anticipated that he wouldn't have played well on power plays or other aspects of his game that he struggled at. So for that, I take it easy on them. But like that's one of the examples, too, where I'm like, all right, you know, I'm not going to blame you for that. We were all excited for that. Thank you for trying, you know, in acquiring him and offloading a bunch of bad contracts at the same time. But now maybe consider going a different route. So maybe it's best to part ways with Jake Guentzel. Maybe it's also okay now to part ways with some of the big three. The probably not Crosby, but Malkin and Letang, maybe. Malkin for sure. He's been just not great this season, and his age and lack of enthusiasm seem to be really showing. Not that he doesn't care, but he's not playing like he cares, you know, as much as he used to when he was younger. Either way, they got to do something different, and that's what I'll say. And I'm sure something will happen where they'll surprise us and not do what we thought that they would do. They'll be just like the Steelers. And the only difference, though, is that the Steelers have been making the playoffs at a consistent rate. The Penguins were like all in for those 17 seasons, and these past two seasons have been just seem like they're getting worse in their trajectory. So I hate to talk about the Penguins as much. It's usually more exciting when you have this lull between spring training and the regular season starting to kind of talk about where the Penguins are and where they sit in playoff position and have them as an exciting team. And this is rather foreign. This is rather foreign for me. I'm sure it's foreign for you guys out there as well. And think about this. I mean, the last time that they didn't make the playoffs before last season, I was 7. It was in 2006. So, I mean, I was just conditioned from a young age, just like growing up through high school and college. The Penguins were a playoff team. And now we're living in a reality where they're not. And you know, I think we're so conditioned as fans sometimes to look at that and to think, you know, we're so conditioned by the previous playoff success that we think now we just don't know how to handle ourselves. Like, what's the right answer here? I mean, you want to dump off everybody, but then what? I mean, how long is it going to take to come back and fully complete the rebuild if you want to rebuild? It's difficult. And I don't like this. I mean, I would rather be talking about a Penguins surge into the playoffs, and I'd rather be talking about, you know, that as we wait for Pirates baseball. There's no baseball today, you know, in this lull, but, you know, yeah, can't. There's plenty to talk about with the NFL. I don't want to get too much into the NFL right now because I don't follow as much in the offseason because I'm a big baseball guy and I want to follow baseball as much as I can because I feel like every sport has a season, but of course the NFL dominates all the time. And so two new rules that really are creating controversy among the league. You got the hip drop tackle being banned, and you also have a new kickoff procedure. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. If you want to get on the line and talk anything as well, sports related, 412-928-9370 is the phone number. You can also talk to me on X if you mention me in a post at callus_33. That's callus_33. And you're welcome to talk to me on there. I take written form on there, and I take voice form over the phone. One more time, 412-928-9370. You can call me, and I'll answer your calls, and we can talk about sports, really. I mean, with the NFL rule changes, I'm intrigued by those, so I'll talk about those a little bit later, if time allows. I want to pivot now, though, to Pirates baseball, because the Pirates right now, up until the Russell Wilson and Justin Fields acquisitions, I think that the Pirates were the most highly anticipated team to watch coming into 2024 just because they have a group of young players that are exciting, and they've made some splashes in free agency that make you intrigued. And so going into this season, there's a lot to look forward to. Now, you know, you got to admit it, the Steelers have stolen the spotlight for that. They are now the most anticipated team to watch just by the sheer quarterback situation alone. So, sorry, Pirates. But Pirates are playing sooner, so we'll get to see what the Pirates season is before the Steelers even start. So there's that. So, yeah, we'll be paying attention to the Pirates like right now. And there's still a lot of anticipation to be had for the Pirates, for the Pirates season. The big one that I want to focus on this morning is Jared Triolo and his resurgence with the Pirates. Or not even his resurgence, is just, I guess, his breakthrough, his breakout into Major League Baseball. A guy that started as a third baseman. Now, he's not playing over Key Brian Hayes. Key Brian Hayes got his big extension. Key Brian Hayes has won a gold glove now. Key Brian Hayes is the third baseman of the Pirates' future right now. And he can actually be considered a veteran at this point, too. He's really not a rookie anymore, playing for a couple seasons. So he's established himself as the third baseman of the team. Jared Triolo came in, I think, Key Brian Hayes, while he was dealing with some injuries. Last season, Jared Triolo came up and played third base very well and was impressive. And while you have several players in the system, in the Pirates organization, who want to play second base, from, you know, first-round pick Termar Johnson to first-round pick Nick Gonzalez to some other guys, Jiwon Bae, a player that has been at that position for the Pirates in the past. Of all the options, of all the names that you could put at second base, Jared Triolo is the one that emerged, and it seems like he's going to be at second base to begin this season, and he's going to get majority reps at that position, which I think. Now, Doran and I talked with Crowley last week. We were just talking about the Pirates and on the air and talking about, is Jared Triolo a star? And I said yes. Doran argued at first, yes. Is he going to be a star in 2024? I was arguing for him to play second base well before I think that became like public knowledge. Because I saw how he did at third base, and immediately I realized, like, okay, it's great that he's playing well, but when Key Brian Hayes comes back, like, they're paying him the money, they're invested in him, and he's going to get the majority reps. So where can Triolo play? Found out he can play second base. Found out he can play first base. That's what it was, actually. I didn't say second. I argued for him to play first base. Now, that doesn't seem like it's going to be happening, and it didn't seem like it was going to happen well into the offseason because they signed Rowdy Tellez. They've got some other first base options, so they don't need Triolo to play first base now. But they have a vacancy at second base. They have a huge competition going on at second base, and so Triolo was among the names to contend for that position, and it seems that he won that job. And so he can hit well, and he was a solid defender at both third and first base when he got repetitions there last season. And so now you look at him, and I think he's one of the most intriguing stories that you have on the Pirates right now. A guy that was playing behind Key Brian Hayes and relieving Hayes when Hayes was down with injury, who got to demonstrate versatility by moving over to first base in certain scenarios for the Pirates the previous season, and then who showed a willingness to play second base and beat out several names to contend for that position and is going to play there to start the season. He's intriguing, and he's exciting for not only the fact that he is a talented player, that he can hit, that he can field pretty well, but all the names that he had to beat out to be considered and then, you know, have earned this position. So he's one of the many big stories on this Pirates team coming into the season. But, like, focus on him. Like, if there's a player spotlight, if there's a player that I can recommend you pay attention to this season, it's Jared Triolo, because I find him exciting. Again, I would have chose him to play first base, but second base is fine, too. I mean, the way you look at it, Nick Gonzalez, Jason Mackey talked last week and actually talked with Crowley and Doran on Monday. But Nick Gonzalez right now, the bat is not consistent enough for him to be a major leaguer. We hope he develops. We hope he becomes an option somewhere moving forward. But right now, he's not there. Terramar Johnson, not ready for Major League Baseball yet. A first-round pick, fourth overall in 2022. He's still got some developing to do. Not anticipated to see Major League time this season. Circumstances can change if injuries or anything occur. But right now, Terramar Johnson not going to be a top option for the Pirates. So, you know, with all the names that did not earn the job, I mean, you see Jared Triolo, who he can hit, and he's demonstrated he's a solid fielder. He's just got to make that transition to second base now, but he's done it enough to give the Pirates faith that he can do it. So watch out for him as this season progresses. He is an exciting player to watch, and it's going to be interesting to see how he transitions to second base. And we'll see if he can maintain his early offensive success as well. But it seems like he has, and the Pirates have faith in him. So go Triolo. I'm looking forward to seeing him play, and you should be as well. Pirates still, I don't know if they perceive that they need, but it seems like they've got a lack of starting pitching depth. And so that'll be something that they can move into the season and just see how their guys play. Jordan Montgomery, not that he was in serious consideration for the Pirates, but he just signed with the Arizona Diamondbacks on a one-year contract worth $25 million. So staying out west, but that was a big story. You also saw Blake Snell signed a contract as a few weeks old now in that news, but yeah, some of the biggest names now off the board. So the Pirates, we'll see how their guys do. Marco Gonzalez, he struggled throughout the spring. Looks like they're still gonna keep him on the major league roster and see how he does through the early regular season. So he'll still be there regardless. Ronzi Contreras is moving to the bullpen, so he's not going to be an immediate starting option. They're going to see how he does as a relief option, which is cool. Martin Perez is a pitcher that should intrigue you. He's had some success in his career, struggled with, I think, injury toward the end of last season, but he's kind of up there. He's somebody that intrigues me just based on his resume and just seeing if he can bounce back and give the Pirates, you know, good innings to be able to set them up to win games. And, of course, Mitch Keller leading this entire rotation after getting an extension this offseason. So that's exciting. He's going to be exciting to watch just to see if he can have the first half of his season that he did last season just in both halves. Because we know in the second half of the year it looked like he dropped off a bit. So we're hoping for no drop-off. We want him to stay good throughout the entire year, and it's going to be interesting to see if he can do that. So a lot of stories coming from the Pirates. Another subtle one, too. O'Neill Cruz is back. I talked earlier this week just about how to perceive him. He's like an acquisition. They didn't have him for the bulk of last season. So it seems like you can view him as a new acquisition for the Pirates. He's on the team, and he's got a lot of upside, and his spring was pretty good. And Andrew McCutchen's still on the roster, so that's exciting. You know, named his son Steele after the city of Pittsburgh. Can't get more Pittsburgh than that. So we appreciate McCutchen still on the roster. I'm sure everybody excited to see how he can contribute to a young and highly anticipated team coming into the 2024 Major League Baseball season. 412-928-9370. My name's Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. I'm talking anything sports this morning, just kind of warming you up for Adam Crowley and Doran Dickerson, who will certainly bring the ruckus when they get on the air, as they always do. But coming up next, I'll touch a little bit on the new NFL rules that have been implemented, voted on by owners this week. Talk about them, talk about what impact they have. You're welcome to give your opinion as well if you want to call 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at Callis_33. That's Callis_33. You can mention me in a post, and I'll read it if I find it intriguing enough. But I usually always respond to those. So mention me, and we'll talk on there as well. But my name is Nicholas Harry Callis. I'll be right back. This is the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet in McMurray. Save some green in March with Sun Chevy, or you can shop online at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 62 degrees, low 44, overcast through the morning, should get partly cloudy throughout the day. Then tomorrow, clear skies expected with a high of 52 and a low of 35. That's Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. I've only got a couple more minutes with you here before I send it off to the Fan Morning Show pre-show with Adam Crowley and Doran Dickerson. But I did want to touch a little bit on the rules. Roger Goodell said that they changed or they made the move to take out the hip drop tackle because that tackle leaded to the most injuries or one of the most injuries in the NFL. So if player safety is an issue, that's his argument, is that it caused some of the most injuries of any method of injury in the NFL that exists right now. So that's just his explanation. And I'll go more in depth about this maybe tomorrow. We can talk about it. But that was his explanation, is that it's not a safe tackle. Defensive players have been opposing this because sometimes you have big ball carriers now, strong, thicker guys that are harder to tackle if you're a smaller defensive guy. And so literally that's the only way that they could bring them down was to like drag them to the ground. So any way to stop an offensive player, that's kind of the defender's approach. But Roger Goodell says it's going to help reduce injury. Because, again, it caused some of the most injuries, according to their statistics that they have in the NFL league office. And then the kickoff rule. Looks like they're going to adopt what the XFL has done. So no more running starts. It looks like there's going to be a line of players ready to block and a line of players ready to tackle. The ball's going to get kicked off, and until the ball reaches a certain landing spot or gets into the hands of the returner, the players aren't going to be able to move. So it'll be interesting. I'll be interested to see. Maybe it'll make it less of like a dead play to like begin every drive. So I'm intrigued to see it. And we'll see what kind of effect it has when the season starts coming up in the fall. But baseball is tomorrow, so we're going to focus on baseball probably when I'm here tomorrow the most. And, yeah, the Pirates start a four-game series to open the year with the Miami Marlins. So I'm excited. 4:10 first pitch, and I'm excited. Opening day's here. Yay.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.